the Stuart Living Radio.
On Sirius 112 and XM 157, where you learn something new
every day.
Coming up on today's show, I'll be speaking with celebrity interior designer and style authority Colin Cowie about ways we can keep our homes everyday chic. And later on, Dr. Betsy Sherlevy, licensed clinical psychologist, will be joining me to help discover why we decorate the way we do. What does your room say about you? So you've all heard about some retail therapy. Well, we're going to give you some interior therapy. Are you a traditional person? Are you a modern person? Are you edgy? Do you have a tendency to focus on one color? Welcome back to The Fashion of Living on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112, XM 157. I'm your host, Janie Chase. Our number again is 866-675-6675. We've been talking about interior design. We've had Colin Cowie on, who's an incredible style expert and just has fantastic taste and does huge events. And now joining me is licensed clinical psychologist Dr. Betsy Sherlevy, who is going to talk about what your room says about you and defining your space. Dr. Betts, welcome.
Welcome to you, Janie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here today.
I'm so glad to have you as a guest, Betts. And I'm going to call you Dr. Betsy.
Okay, that sounds great.
I want to start with generalities because I'm really interested in this topic because I really think that as your clothes say so much about you, so does your space.
Absolutely.
So when you walk into a room, what does it say about a person's personality right away, Betsy?
Janie, it says so much. And what we want the audience to hear today is when they walk into a room, they will learn an immense amount about the person that lives in that home.
Right.
You will instantly know if they embrace family, if they're creative, if they're quiet, if they're playful,
if they're an extrovert.
Extrovert, introvert, your choice of color, choice of style, choice of decor, it's speaking for you.
Overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
It absolutely is, but exciting.
Is, you know, somebody called in before who said that she didn't really have style yet because she loves everything. So
it's eclectic.
How do you embrace that?
Well, there's something very eclectic about her. So she can have one room that speaks to the quiet, peaceful side and uses nature hues or blues and greens. She can have another room that speaks to her vibrancy, something red, something purple, regal, warm. She can have some rooms that are crowded, a lot of clutter. Embracing other rooms that are simple, rather sparse, minimalistic. She could speak to the many sides of her personality in one home.
Through one room, even.
Even in one room.
If you're just joining us, we've got Dr. Betsy Sherlevy in the studio with us today on Fashion of Living, talking about what your room, what your interior style says about you. But Dr. Betsy, what is the difference, really, between sort of having a psychological makeover in your space and just remaking your closet? I mean, you know, you express yourself through your personal style, clothes that you have on. What if you want to sort of have a psychological makeover in your interior space?
Well, you have to think, what do you want to change, Janie? Is your space speaking that in a way to describe you as too quiet or passive or introverted? So do you want to bring more color, more sparkle, more boldness in? Do you see yourself now more as a family person? Do you want to add family portraits?
That's
something
a good one,
about teenagers.
People have transitions.
Exactly.
People have children and babies, and yeah, that's a great one.
Some homes, Janie, very much speak to a single person living there. Some homes speak to many young children living there. Some homes speak to many generations residing in one place. Even the White House, for example, we now see that.
That's a good one.
So you have to decide what it is you want to change about how people see you through your home.
Right. If you're just joining us, again, what does your room say about you? Give us a call. I want to hear from you. 866-675-6675. If you've got a question about what your room says about you for Dr. Betsy Sherlevy. Dr. Betsy, what about adding light? What about adding different color to change what your room says about you?
You know, some people prefer, Janie, to live in areas with large windows because light for them
Sunlight.
Is an antidepressant.
Right.
And it brightens everything. And they choose yellows and they choose whites and they don't have a lot of clutter. Light really is uplifting. Some people choose to live in dark, enveloping small spaces because they like to be sort of caressed by their home.
Feel safe.
Protected, safe,
right.
Small, nurtured.
Right. What about the sentimental aspects of a room, Betsy?
Adding
a sentimental piece.
Janie.
We talked about it earlier in the show.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly if you're someone who really holds near and dear to your heart the tradition of your family, have your mother's old antique chair in the room. Have, if your father was a painter, have his painting in your den. Have your child's artwork, for example. As they grow, their young drawings from nursery school look spectacular. You think it's Calder, but it's your child in kindergarten.
What if you're just a monochromatic kind of person? What if you're just bland and you just like everything very clean and ordered, but you want to add some kind of color? I mean, how do you start doing that?
Janie,
do you start with a rug? Do you start with your paintings? How do you do that?
Don't fight yourself. If you are that bland, simple, monochromatic person, that's what's going to work for you. So to fight it won't work. It will immediately look like it's in conflict. Should you want to add something, bring in some very simple color. Start with the yellows, the greens, the blues. Maybe don't bring in purple and magenta right away. You gradually move towards
that. Start with softer colors.
Start with the softer colors, easier to embrace and connect to.
Now, in your practice, do you see, I mean, can you actually say to somebody you're a red person, you're a blue person by their personal style? And would you just guess that that's exactly what their interior style is?
I think that that's very true to my practice. In fact, there are many people who tell me, Betsy, I need more light. My living environment is not good for me. It's increasing my depression. We make changes the best we can. That's a very astute comment about psychological behavior.
Janet,
and decorating.
Janet, we've got Janet on the call. Janet, you've got a question for Dr. Betsy Levy?
Hi, Janet.
Hi. My question is, I recently, in the last year, kind of went to the less is more way of thinking.
Yes.
But I'm happier with the overall effect as far as cleaning and keeping it neat and tidy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like it's empty.
Okay, if it's empty, Janet, but you're generally liking it, which it sounds like you are, why don't you think of adding some flowers, some artwork, subtle pieces of sculpture, art, nature. Even a pumpkin at Halloween does a tremendous thing to a tremendous amount to a room that looks otherwise very, very vacant or too minimalistic, perhaps. Start adding things that you are comfortable with and don't add a lot at once. Does
okay.
that help, Janet?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, what else are you looking for?
Well, I had all mahogany woodwork and all wood and light leather furniture.
Okay, sounds beautiful.
I took the mahogany woodwork in the spring, and we transformed everything to white woodwork, which really lightened up all of my rooms. I'm a very neutral, I like the spice bowls on my walls and cream-colored carpet and light-colored
Have you thought of adding a small area rug that might have a little bit more personality to it, to all your creams and whites? Or have you thought of adding a drapery that has some texture to it?
Great suggestions. Janet, thanks for calling A Fashion of Living. Great suggestions, Dr. Betsy. If you're just joining us, this is The Fashion of Living that you're listening to. We've got Dr. Betsy Sherlevy in the studio today talking about what your room says about you, what your interior style says about you and your personality. Susan from Boston, thanks for calling A Fashion of Living.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was hoping you might have a suggestion for me. I feel like the embracing type. I like to have a lot of my things out and on counters and such, but I'm trying to cut down on that cluttered look, and I wondered if there might be some suggestions for just how I can go more towards minimalist without feeling like I'm missing out on something.
Yes, Susan, that's a terrific question, because feeling that you're missing out on something will come through in your day-to-day personality, so I wouldn't suggest that. What you might want to do as you approach minimalism is take all these very meaningful things that you love to have around you and put some away, almost a rotation. Put some away for a month, bring others out. Rotate all these very meaningful things. You don't have to throw things out. You don't have to give away your most sentimental objects, but rotate them in your home so it doesn't look so cluttered, and takes a more clean, minimalistic approach.
Nice. Very nice. That's actually consistent with what Colin Kelly was just saying. Also.
Terrific. Consistency is the way to go.
That's right. Thanks for calling, Susan. Our number is 866-675-6675. We'd love to hear from you. What does your room say about you? Do you have a question about your interior design environment for Dr. Betsy Shirlevy? Betsy, I think that because of what everybody's going through, the economy that's been, we've gone through kind of a rough time, I would imagine that the majority of people in your practice, no matter what the age, people are depressed. They're a little blue. So adding flowers or any kind of color, a little baby steps at a time, might improve your outlook.
I think that's
is it that
very
simple?
True.
Can't be that simple.
Janie, when you said people are feeling blue, no pun intended, adding blue is a wonderful idea because blue is really an embracing shade. During periods of depression, you need to learn what helps you. As I said before, do you want light? Do you want space? That helps many of my patients, Janie. Or do you need to feel more nurtured and safe and protected? In that case, pick a very warm red, a very warm brown, and surround yourself with it.
And I think also seasonally, if you sort of add,
absolutely,
like you were saying before, Betsy, pumpkins or earth tones to your environment, it makes you one-on-one with your sort of the time, the environment.
But Janie, we're finding that bringing foods into the kitchen, whether it is something like an apple, a beautiful green apple, or a vibrant red apple, bringing
the outside in
and sort of feeding yourself certainly helps during periods of depression and makes the kitchen look much more inviting and warm. That is particularly good during periods of depression.
Well, and Colin Cowie was saying that the kitchen is the heartbeat. It's the command central in most people's homes anyway. So
absolutely,
bringing all that color in, I imagine, would really help a lot.
Really helps. Always start in the kitchen. You'll notice your guests will end up there anyway.
Hey, we're on Martha Stewart.
That's right. It all starts in the kitchen for us. She was right, Janie.
So I've read a lot that the jails paint the inside of cells pink because pink is a very calming color. Now, I could no more paint my walls pink because I've got nothing but boys in my life. They would just die. What other variation on pink would work for calming?
Well, that's very interesting. Maybe a deeper pink, although deeper pink is quite bold. Perhaps you could go with a beige that has some light with it for calming. Certainly, I'm going to repeat the blues and the greens. Pink is often very sweet and very romantic. Yes, calming, but if you want something that appeals more to both men and women, I think you're safer to go with the blues.
What happens if you get married and you're a short person, you marry a really tall person, and all of a sudden everything is out of scale?
Okay, you need to find that compromise, that balance, Janie, is so important in the decoration of a home and its relationship to personality. Some things just will have to get bigger.
Communication.
So that the large person doesn't feel he or she is living in a little person's home. Much like a bedroom, Janie, you know, some women can live in dark-colored bedrooms, some men can live in light-colored bedrooms, and some just can't. That's where partnership really speaks to decorating, and communication is critical.
I want to just go back to one thing that you said before that we brushed over, and I think it's so important. Lighting and sunlight is
absolutely
so key to people's outlook.
Absolutely. We're finding it more and more. The research just keeps showing us that light is such a critical component of mental health. And really do keep that in mind as you decorate your home. If you're a person who feels better with light and openness, go for it.
Right.
In
exactly.
these times, Janie, make your home whatever it needs to be to make you feel happy and well and that you can embrace others and you're not isolated.
Right, because those stay vacations are still around.
They really are, Janie, more than ever.
If you're just joining us, everybody, this is The Fashion of Living with Martha Stewart, Living Radio, Sirius 112, XM 157. I want to hear from you and what your room says about you and what your interior style says about you. Our call-in number is 866-675-6675. We have Betsy Shirlevy, Dr. Betsy Shirlevy, with us today talking about what your room says about you and what it says about your personality and how you can have a psychological makeover when you redo your room. I know that as children grow, Betsy, I know you've got a lot of teens in your practice.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners have children that are going from one stage to another. How important is it to change the room?
Well, you know, you said the word teen. That really is where this happens, Janie. Teenagers love to change their room because their identity is changing.
Every week.
So every minute. So basically, they need to have parts of their room to relax and enjoy and be socialized. Other parts of their room need to be academic. They love music. They love dance. But they're also trying to focus. Teens in particular need different areas of a room to show all parts of their growing personalities and changing personalities.
I think it's so much easier, actually, to change a girl's teen's room than it is a boy's. To go from a little boy's room to a teenage boy's room is really difficult.
Well, you can keep the same color scheme often, but try to make it look more mature. For example, the sports figures can change. Sports can move. If the boys have grown out of sports, they can move on to music.
Right.
If you've grown out of music, you can move into art and architecture and wonderful posters. Boys' rooms can actually be extremely exciting to decorate.
That's really a good point, because I think my boys' rooms have always been blue, so I've just gone from blue as a baby all the way through.
Think of brown. Think of green.
Right.
Think of white.
Black.
Black is always
black
wonderful.
Black leather.
So
yeah.
Sophisticated.
Right. And masculine.
Absolutely. Black is not depressing when used with chrome, with white. Black is sophisticated and actually quite warm.
Now, I think one of the areas that we should talk about is what happens when somebody passes away. If your spouse passes away and you want to change your environment, that can be very difficult.
Janie, people respond to that question in such a variety of ways. Some people feel I have to start fresh, and they really redo the environment.
And they might go from traditional to modern.
They really may.
Right.
They can actually change the style completely. That's right. Because the memory, frankly, is just too painful.
It's too painful.
Others feel I want to hold on to parts of the memory. I can make some changes and move forward, but I'd like to keep those I loved and are always with me here with me. Probably moderation is the best way to go. The balance, again, the word balance is critical, Janie.
I think a lot of times people move from one environment to another. They move from cold to warm environments, and so their style changes. And I want to hear from everybody who's out there listening. I want to hear from you, please, 866-675-6675. What does your room say about you? Have any of these examples affected your life where somebody has passed away or your kids have gone from teens to teenagers and you've got to change your space? Are you interested in moving from season to season and having a psychological makeover in your interior space? And the kitchen, how important the kitchen is to you. I just think that really moving geographical locations can be a difficult thing.
And that's very interesting because in certain parts of the country and, of course, internationally, people do decorate differently. And what a family room means in one area, it means something different. You'll notice that the architects now speak about building more bedrooms per home, Janie, because people are welcoming living in different spaces, living in different bedrooms. That's something very new to decorating.
Right, right. And a challenge, I think, at the same time.
Absolutely.
Stephanie from Texas, thank you for calling A Fashion of Living.
Hi, I'm in the process of transitioning my son's room, actually, from his little boy room into a bigger boy room, and we're going with the music theme.
Uh-huh.
And his room's rather small. It's only probably about 11 by 10. And the paint color that I chose is a dark gray.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my friends come in shock, thinking that it's going to look like a cave. Can I pull it off in that small of a room? It's just sort of a blue base, but it's a very dark gray.
I think you can definitely pull it off. In fact, gray in the literature is described as one of the more neutral and sedate colors. But if you have a chrome-framed music poster of the Grateful Dead or Bob Dylan, I don't think it's going to look too depressing
at all.
He's
going to be pretty cool. And gray has a lot of white.
Rod Stewart looks terrific in gray. So I've seen him in a gray suit many a time. So I think you can work with gray beautifully. Gray goes with blues. Gray goes with whites. Gray goes with chrome. Gray goes with blacks. I think it's a wonderful place to start. I salute you.
That kid's going to look so cool. What a cool room. Thanks for calling it Fashion of Living.
Thank you.
Maureen from Florida, what's your question for Dr. Betsy Shore-Levy on the Fashion of Living? We're talking about interior design and what your room says about you.
My kitchen, I have beautiful maple cabinets. Mm-hmm. I have a darker ceramic tile floor. I live in Florida. But when we did the kitchen, we put the countertops, and they were hunter green with mm-hmm. burgundy trim, and I have one of my biggest walls with my caddy cabin on it, and it's a deep dark burgundy. It's like a red wall.
Okay.
Now, if I want to change my red wall or paint, what can I do because my countertop is hunter green and burgundy?
Very, very easy. Certainly you could go with the lighter green if you want to go lighter, right? I would go the lighter green safer than the lighter burgundy because you'll hit pink, and you might not want to go there, but safe answer, go white. And if white is too stark in contrast, make it a creamy white. A creamy white will match anything. It just blends. Try that.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Terrific. My pleasure.
Thanks,
very nice
Maureen.
To hear from you.
You could also add the stronger color to a baseboard or to the trim in the
room.
Sure. Sort of,
that's a wonderful suggestion, Jamie,
to bring
it in.
Exactly.
Make it all work.
I think when you start with a white wall, Bets, it's like a blank canvas.
Right, but isn't that wonderful? Because you can put any part of your personality onto that blank canvas. That's where the artists begin, Janie.
What sentimental item do you have in your... I want to ask you a personal question.
Okay, go for it.
So what sentimental item do you have in your interior space that you inherited, it didn't
yes.
quite fit into your style?
Uh-huh.
And how did you make it work?
Actually, that's very relevant. That's exactly what happened to me, Janie. I inherited my mother's most beautiful, small, child-size wooden antique chairs from the beach. They are just beautiful. They represent childhood. They represent art. They represent tradition and the intergenerational effect. They didn't go perfectly with my decor, and I just put a little one. They are very little. I put one everywhere so that it became a theme. And it's just such a blessing in my home.
And those
and
are
now
chairs.
It works.
And those are chairs that you sat in as a child.
Absolutely, Janie.
And love
they
that.
Are child's chairs. But
so
they have
little.
Quite a maturity about them because of the antique wood. So that's for me been really a wonderful example of bringing my mother, my parents into my home. And my children have loved it very much, too.
And one is in each room, so that each room you go into, you have that overwhelming sentimentality that
right.
just rushes over you, right?
Yes, and decorators teach us all continue the theme. And in fact, these chairs were just perfect for that because there was a set.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I also
me too,
love
Janie.
Small little chairs in bathrooms that you can put towels on.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, I love that as well. Maybe I'll do that when I get home tonight.
I
think one is going right into the bathroom.
I still have my children's baby chairs in their bathrooms.
Oh, that's great. It's much like having your children's baby cup, right? And
oh,
the
we
rattles.
We
oh,
still
cups
have
and
that
rattles
too.
Everywhere.
Exactly.
You put toothbrushes in them, and the kids look at them and say, was that my baby cup? It certainly is, and it's sterling. It'll last forever.
And they're going to pass it on to their children.
We hope they do, Janie.
Right. You can put Q-tips in that. You can put your toothbrush in that. I love
even
that.
Your razor.
Betsy, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, has questions about their interior style, and wants to talk to you about any number of topics that we've touched on today,
so
how do they reach you?
That's www.drbetsylevy.com or New York City 212-744-8596. I welcome your contact.
And Betsy, you also write for
Playground, yes, a magazine written that's just been put out, within the last year by the New York Observer. I write the child column. Beware, Thanksgiving's on its way. You'll see my column.
Right, because it's holidays are
holidays
important.
Are approaching.
Right, and you've written for lots of other magazines.
Absolutely.
And you've been on LXTV. And
I have. That's wonderful, always.
And More Magazine. And there's lots of this good stuff on your website.
Yes, my website is growing, and I'm going to add this stuff to it. So please join my website, and let me help you in any way I can.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's really been my pleasure.
For more information, again, drbetsylevy.com.